Okay, if in the beginning all souls are pure, on what basis are they given different bodies? How do they get the bodies for the first time? See, the scriptures describe that the material existence of the soul is anadi. Prakritim purusham chaiva vidya anadi ubhavapi vikaram shunam chaiva vidhi prakriti sambhavan. In 13.20 in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Prakriti and Purusha both are anadi, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Bandhe Vidya Bhushan, both of them are prominent acharyas in our sampradaya, and they explain that the contact of Prakriti and Purusha, Prakriti is matter, Purusha is consciousness or soul, their contact is also anadi. So that which is beginningless is by definition it cannot, its beginning cannot be traced. Beginningless does not necessarily mean that it never had a beginning. Beginningless simply means that its beginning cannot be traced. So that's why what happened at the beginning is something which is not comprehensible to us. You know, we talk about humility in various domains of knowledge. Humility with respect to the time domain. You know, humility means to accept, humility in the intellectual realm, in the intellectual realm, it means to accept that there are certain things which we don't know and there are certain things which we can't know. So getting into the beginnings of things, that is something which we will not be able to perceive because the time scales are so huge and the starting point is untraceable. That's why the scriptures do not get into this. Our acharyas explain that our bondage is anadi, it is beginningless, and that is where they leave it at. And as far as the point of the universe or the soul getting different bodies at different times, what we need to focus on is more of the solution than the analysis of in the form of post-mortem. You know, if a person has got malaria, you know, if I start, please take this treatment, you'll get cured. No. I want to find which mosquito bit me. And I want to ask that mosquito, why bit me? Why not someone else? Well, how will you find a mosquito? It's just a waste of time. So that's why when we go into the question of origins, it's often a discussion which has no conclusive understanding. And in any field of knowledge that we go, there are things which are considered unknowable. For example, if we consider quantum physics today, quantum physics is a branch of knowledge which has in many ways revolutionized technology. The kind of processing that we can do through quantum physics is remarkable. But when we try to correlate quantum physics, the model of the universe that it gives, with our day-to-day experience, you know, according to quantum physics, actually all that exists is simply waves. And when there is an observer, then the waves coagulate into substance. The way waves come function, not coagulate, collapse. And then we have something which is observed. So, Niels Bohr was a prominent propagator of the quantum theory. And he and Einstein were great friends at one time. But then they really just couldn't, Einstein couldn't digest the idea of quantum physics. He said that, I would like to believe that the moon continues to exist even if I am not looking at it. So, the moon is up there in the sky. I can see it. If I don't see it, it is there. But actually, according to quantum physics, there is no such thing as a moon. It's only when I look at it, there is a waveform that is there, and that waveform collapses into the object called moon. So, the moon exists according to quantum physics, according to quantum physics as interpreted in a particular way that is prominent at the time of Einstein. That the moon exists only when there is an observer to see the moon. Otherwise, there is no moon. So, everything is simply waves. That is the idea. But we, in our day-to-day reality, I can touch this. This is a solid object. I can make a sound. This is solid. One solid touching another solid. Paul Dirac was a physicist. And he was asked this question by one of his students. He said that, you know, how do I make sense of this quantum physics? How can I reconcile the idea of everything as waves with solid objects I see over here? So his guide answered him, stop thinking, start calculating. He says, just you can't think. It's not the quantum physics, the model of universe it uses is just not conceivable. Just start calculating. Do the calculations and it works. So the point is, in every branch of knowledge, we will come to certain things, certain limits which are not crossable. And obsessing over those issues which are not answerable, that simply wastes our energy and distracts our focus. So the questions about origins are usually like that. And that's why there is no need to go too much into a postmortem on these questions.